Buckhead is a neighborhood that's associated with upper class, although I think generally you'd have to be further north than Buckhead to be really upper class. Now, for upper class, I would just say generally moving out to the northwest and then the Sandy Springs neighborhood. Middle class would, in my mind, be closer into town, and I would say probably within the city limits and the area where I live, and suburbs to the south of Atlanta, places like East Point and Hapeville and College Park, although those are incorporated cities in their own right, I would think of them as being mainly middle class and lower middle class whites. Then I have heard of areas like Cabbage Town and Buttermilk Bottom, which I just remember because they're quaint names, but I don't know where they are, and I assume that they're low class, but I'm not even sure whether they're black or white. And I don't know the names of any black neighborhoods.
Are there any shopping areas or business areas that are that you associate with certain ethnic groups?
Well, it's my understanding that Auburn Avenue is a black shopping area, but I don't really know. Other than that, I don't think there's any particular distinction. I think people would frequent the shopping centers that are the closest to their homes. A great many people don't go downtown anymore. Well, I think a lot of white people think that only blacks go downtown, which is not true. I do virtually all of my shopping downtown, and I see a great many people of both races there. But a lot of people, well, I used to teach out in Sandy Springs in a neighborhood where a lot of well-to-do people lived, and a lot of the children, the high school children there, had never been to downtown Atlanta in their lives. And this is a matter of 15 miles from downtown Atlanta, which I always found a little bit scandalous, since I go downtown a couple of times a month. A lot of people have told me, people who've lived in Atlanta all their lives, that it's not safe to walk around downtown Atlanta by yourself, and I say to them, nonsense, I do it all the time. I've never seen anything going on. Now, I wouldn't at night, but in the daytime, I think it's perfectly safe.
What about some of the
Well, in downtown Atlanta itself, people have heard of Peachtree Street. That itself is a landmark simply because it's well known. It used to be said that the most beautiful girls in the world you can see on Peachtree Street. I don't know whether that's true or not.
Maybe
there is
walking
just walking around, that's right. Underground Atlanta, which is also downtown, just a little south of Five Points, is a tourist attraction, although I'm told that natives don't go there. I've been a few times. It's a section of Atlanta under the city where a lot of the old stores used to be, and in later years streets were built over that area, and it's lately been renovated, and there are simply shops and restaurants and that sort of thing there. My mother's father's barber shop was located where Underground Atlanta is now. We're talking about landmarks, okay. There are a lot of stores and shopping areas that tourists like to visit. Peachtree Center is a rather elegant new shopping section in downtown Atlanta, which is quite well known. Tourists also might be taken to see the cyclorama at Grant Park, which is a representation of the Battle of Atlanta. It's one of those things that everyone's supposed to have seen, and I hadn't seen until, oh goodness, I was